Bonjour, Francophiles and Francophones. Welcome to French Pod, America.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Amaury.
This is a newbie lesson, and there's a dialogue we're about to have. We're just going to tell you a key phrase that you're going to hear in it. What is it?
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Qu'est-ce que c'est? Which means, what is it, or what is this?
That's right.
Qu'est-ce que c'est? All right, now here's the dialogue three times. Do your best to try to understand what's going on. Afterwards, we're going to come back and translate it and confirm your suspicions.
Dialogue, first time.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Quoi?
Le bouton rouge, là. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Non, ne touche pas! Non!
Dialogue, second time.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Quoi?
Le bouton rouge, là. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Non, ne touche pas! Non!
Dialogue, third time.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Quoi?
Le bouton rouge, là. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Non, ne touche pas! Non!
Okay, first, here's the translation.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
What is it?
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
What is this?
Qu'est-ce que c'est? Quoi?
What?
Quoi?
What?
Quoi? Le bouton rouge, là. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
The red button there. What is it?
Le bouton rouge, là. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
The red button there. What is it?
Le bouton rouge, là, qu'est-ce que c'est? Non, ne touche pas. Non.
No, don't touch. No.
Non, ne touche pas. Non.
No, don't touch it. No.
Non, ne touche pas. Non.
We started off, we got these two people in some unknown location. One of them saw something. They wanted to know what it was, so they said what?
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Now, the literal translation of this is, what is it that it is? Just learn it as one chunk phrase. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Yeah.
What is it? What is this? What is that? Qu'est-ce que c'est? Let's work on the pronunciation. Amaury, can you say it really slow?
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Mm-hmm. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
They didn't know what they were referring to, so what'd they say?
Quoi?
Yeah, what? Now, this is another way to say what, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first one was sort of qu'est-ce que. Now, don't worry that there's two ways to say what. Which one do I need to use? By the end of this podcast, you will know. We will make sure that we teach it to you. For now, here's one thing to keep in mind. When you use qu'est-ce que, it's kind of like the question word at the beginning of a sentence. Like, who, where, when, what.
Exactly.
Qu'est-ce que.
Mm-hmm.
And then quoi by itself, you're never going to see at the beginning of a sentence.
Never.
And it's more like, what? I didn't hear you. What? I don't know what you're talking about. What? Quoi? Quoi?
Exactly.
All right. So, quoi? Qu'est-ce que was he talking about?
Le bouton rouge, là.
What's the noun here?
Bouton.
If you want to say the button.
Le bouton.
Okay, le. It's mm-hmm. a masculine noun, so we say le.
Yeah.
It's not just any bouton.
Le bouton rouge.
Notice the adjective comes after the noun. We
yeah.
say the button red.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that for most adjectives in French, especially colors and things like that. So where is it?
Là.
There. Là. So the whole thing now.
Le bouton rouge, là.
So now he's pointed out what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And so he asks again, now that we know, le bouton rouge, là.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Now, qu'est-ce que c'est? It can mean, what is this? What is that? What is it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, qu'est-ce que c'est?
Quoi?
This thing right here. Qu'est-ce que c'est? Or, qu'est-ce que c'est?
Quoi?
That thing over there. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Là?
Là, yeah. Qu'est-ce que c'est? It could also just be an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Amaury, do you know supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Quoi? Qu'est-ce que c'est?
It's like some weird adjective created by Mary Poppins. I don't know what it means. So, The person doesn't really have enough time to say qu'est-ce que c'est. He only has enough time to say non, like a French person would. When he says no, he says non.
No. If you had been there, would have touched it, Erica. Ne touche pas.
Ne touche pas. Okay, toucher is to touch. If you want to make the command, don't touch.
Ne touche pas.
Ne touche pas. Don't touch it. You see, we don't have to put an it or anything in here, though, right?
No, it's not necessary.
You can just say don't touch.
Mm-hmm.
Ne touche pas. Non, non.
Ne touche pas. Non, ne touche pas.
I guess they touched it. Oh, well. So, you know what we're going to do now?
Quoi?
We're going to listen to the dialogue 3 more times.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
The dialogue. You know the part where we hear the characters talk about the
words. Ah, le dialogue.
Yeah. Okay, here it is.
Dialogue first time.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Quoi?
Le bouton rouge, là. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Non, ne touche pas! Non!
Dialogue, second time.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Quoi?
Le bouton rouge, là. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Non, ne touche pas! Non!
Dialogue, third time.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Quoi?
Le bouton rouge, là. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Non, ne touche pas! Non!
Here we're back. We're safe here.
We are away from Le Bouton Rouge. So, you know what we're going to do now?
Quoi?
We're going to play a word game.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Okay, well, what we're going to do is we're going to practice with the construction Le Bouton Rouge.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
A red button.
Ah.
So, first of all, how do you say green?
Quoi?
How do you say green?
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
It's another color, Amory. Green.
All right.
How do you say it?
Vert.
Vert. So, if I see le bouton vert over there, can I touch it?
Non. Ne touche pas.
Why not?
Because, okay, you shouldn't touch anything you see, Erica, even if it's vert. Ne touche pas.
Okay, but it's safer to toucher a bouton vert than a bouton rouge, right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, now another word that we can do this with is the word for traffic light.
Quoi?
The word for traffic light.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
You know, the light in the road that tells you to stop.
Okay.
When you're driving, the traffic light. How do you say that in French?
Le feu.
Le feu.
Okay.
So, le feu rouge.
Uh-huh.
Or?
Le feu vert.
So, if it's a feu rouge.
Ne go pas.
Okay. We threw a little English word in the middle there for the structure, but it's okay. What about if it's a feu vert?
You can go.
Okay. So, you know what we're going to do now?
Quoi?
We're going to give a newbie tip.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Today, what it is a great thing to do when you're learning languages, when you're walking around in your daily life, is try to think in French whenever you can. So, one thing you could do is you could say, qu'est-ce que c'est? Qu'est-ce que c'est? Look at the objects.
Mm-hmm.
And say, qu'est-ce que c'est in your head? And then try to see if you know what the French word is.
Yeah, just try to figure out.
Yeah, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know, that's a good thing to go home and look up in the dictionary when you get home.
Sure.
Because you'll always remember it. Because you had to go back and think about it and find it. And then you'll always remember it forever.
Mm-hmm. That's a good tip.
You know what people should do?
Quoi?
Go to FrenchPod.com. If you have questions, you want to ask us anything.
Qu'est-ce que c'est FrenchPod.com?
It's our website. And there's all kinds of cool stuff. There's audio files, games, discussion boards. So come check it out. So you know what?
Quoi?
It's the end of the podcast.
Quoi?
Yeah. Don't worry. We'll be back tomorrow.
So à bientôt.
Au revoir.